Illegal alien wanted for allegedly murdering wife found living in Virginia. By John Binder on August 17, 2020. An illegal alien wanted for allegedly murdering his wife was found living in the Richmond, Virginia area by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. Demetrio Ignacio Flores, a 38-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, has been wanted in his native Oaxaca, Mexico, for allegedly murdering his wife in 2010. A decade later, ICE agents found Ignacio Flores living in the Richmond area under a false identity. Ignacio Flores was first encountered by U.S. Border Patrol in April 2011 near Laredo, Texas, and was voluntarily returned to Mexico. Sometime thereafter, ICE officials say Ignacio Flores returned illegally to the U.S. by crossing the border. Despite being wanted by Mexican officials on murder charges, Ignacio Flores was able to live in Richmond under a false identity for at least 6 years. In 2014, Ignacio Flores was convicted of drunk driving and twice driving without a license but was never turned over to ICE agents. This is the perfect example of why someone with low-level convictions should be turned over to ICE, ICE official Lyle Boland said in a statement. Even though Ignacio Flores hadn't been convicted of any high-level crimes in the U.S., he is wanted in his native country for murder. The Chesterfield County Sheriff's Office does not hold illegal aliens for ICE when a detainer is issued, instead requesting that federal immigration officials provide a court order. The policy has put Chesterfield County on the Center for Immigration Studies sanctuary jurisdiction map since 2014. It is unclear if ICE had placed a detainer on Ignacio Flores after his convictions in 2014. Ignacio Flores is currently in ICE custody and is awaiting immigration proceedings before a judge with the Department of Justice's Executive Office for Immigration Review. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.